Sophistications by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 12/2/22. The name of the patient is Nisha, N-I-S-A, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. This is a tremel exercise stress test file, EST, space, Sullivan, space. Hold on 1 second. Space N. EST space Sullivan space N. Tremel exercise stress test date of examination 12/2/22. Referring physician Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication. 43-year-old female with history of hypertension with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response on prior stress test. For stress test on revised medication, parentheses, Lasix 20 milligrams, labetalol 300 Q8H, hydralazine 100 Q8H. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, inferolateral repolarization abnormalities. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 127 over 79, baseline heart rate, 76 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent a tremel exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 122, parentheses, 69% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 157 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19154, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour. And a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, she experienced dyspnea on exertion. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress for the level of stress attained. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise. On her labetalol with failure to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate and a submaximal level of stress. With correction, patient had an attenuated heart rate response to stress with failure to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 78 and a heart rate of 87 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion of tremel exercise stress test to 69% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the submaximal level of stress attained and baseline STT wave changes. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but experience significant dyspnea with stress potentially related to limitation in cardiac output, in heart rate and cardiac output on her beta blocker. Correction. But let's just leave that as, but experience significant dyspnea with stress. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, decrease from her prior stress test, functional capacity limitation may be related to body habits and level of conditioning, but also may in part be due to limitation in heart rate and cardiac output on her beta blocker. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication for the level of stress attained, period. The patient had attenuated heart rate response to exercise with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, which was also evident on her prior stress test, period. Findings potentially related to her increased dose of labetalol as well as a possible element of conduction disease. That would be part of number four, sorry. And then five would be there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaza, MD.